page 103. Rape is also brutal from a woman's point of view because she is dirtied by the men's semen. Ejaculate, for both men and women, is an unattractive and even, quote-unquote, disgusting fluid that can cause pain and injury. All of my accounts of gang rape mention the abundance and foulness of the men's semen with which the woman is said to be covered in course of the act. Finally, a rape is ugly because the victim must continue to live with the men who have raped her. Many of them will be classificatory kin who have taken part in the incestuous act. In the distorted logic of rape, however, the shame is the woman's, and somehow she must live with it. All Mehinaku women live with the threat of rape. The fear follows them into their dream life, where they are haunted by nightmares of male violence. In 12 of a sample of 109 dreams, see Gregor 1981b, the women were the victims of men's physical aggression. In half of these dreams, the assault was sexual in nature. These frightening dreams were among the most anxiety-charged in the entire sample. The threat of